Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined by the lovely Jake Barton from Summer Thieves. How are we doing this morning, Jake?
I'm very good, Zach. Cheers for having me, brother.
Of course, man. Of course. You are, you know, Aussie Porty royalty. And how does it feel to come back to Dunedin on such a rainy, cold day?
Oh, this is
home
this,
sweet home.
This is what we live for, mate. This rain. This is the beautiful part of the country, man.
It is. It is.
But yeah, it's bloody cold. Bloody cold, brother.
Have you adjusted? Because you've been in Tamaki for quite some time. Has your body gotten used to the Tamaki climate, or when you come back to Dunedin, are you always like, this is home, and your body doesn't really care?
No, I'm definitely climatized up north now, and like I go to Bali all the time, so I'm honestly struggling down here. Getting out of the shower is the hardest thing I think I've fucking ever done.
Sure it is. So we're here to talk about the new tour. Is it wrong for Summer Thieves to be touring in winter? I'm curious.
It feels wrong, but that's the tour is called Summer and Winter.
Yeah,
Summer and Winter tour. So. We got around a loophole there. Mm-hmm.
Is this like a yin-yang kind of situation? Is that what the vibes are here?
It's like the Band-Aids and Lipstick album, you know? We're yin and yang, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no, it feels good to be back. And yeah, this is probably the longest break we've ever had from playing live. The last show was end of February. We finished our summer tour. So this is literally probably the biggest break of playing live for the band and myself probably since I was bloody 14 years old. So
wow.
Get the last gig out last weekend was pretty good. It was just like dust those cobwebs, bro. Make sure the pipes still freaking don't fucking choke up.
What do you like to do in your downtime in between touring and gigs?
Well, surfing,
yeah.
Golf,
yeah.
Squash, gym.
Nice. A lot of physical activities.
I do that stuff. The other boys don't really do that sort of vibe. We're all quite different, all the guys and the boys, so we do our own thing. Yeah, they don't really do sports and stuff like that. That's my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bros makes pots. He's like a ceramics.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah, so he's really cool with that. So everyone's just got something they dig into, man.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Speaking of digging in, you guys are going to be digging into the country. I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, you got the upcoming 4-date tour across Aotearoa. Would you ever think of maybe adding more dates along that tour, or do you think 4 dates is like solid enough?
For this tour, so five dates.
5 dates?
5 dates,
oh,
yeah.
Last time I checked it was 4.
Yeah, Okuni, which we just played, then Christchurch, Dunedin, and Tauranga, Auckland.
Oh, true.
Well, the reason we did a small tour is because we just left our record label, so this is our first independent. It's going to be our first independent album, and this is our first independent tour.
Mm.
So we booked everything. We did it all ourselves. So it was a little bit like, oh, we got to go, because we did that long, long, long time ago, you know?
Mm.
Haven't done that for ages. So we just kept it small, and we're actually gone back to a 4-piece. So we were a 5-piece for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our first tour back as a 4-piece. So we just wanted to just do a test run, make sure we don't need to get that another player in or whatnot. But no, it went really good, and we're really happy with the new sound. Like, we've had to adapt the sound, adapt the structure of a lot of songs, and yeah, so it's just more of a test run, and then we'll just hiss the summer, because we're a summer band.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Your label was previously Universal, correct?
Universal first, and then we've just been with Loop Recordings for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be independent again?
It feels weird, eh? But like at the same time, it's like, man, basically you're basically doing the same. Unless you're going international, it's like, you know, you may as well just be independent here.
Mm-hmm.
So just gonna, you know, see how it runs for the time being.
Cool man. You all are playing at Eric's in Aotearoa this Saturday. How are we feeling for that? We feeling pretty energized? It's the home of you and another bandmate, correct?
What's that? The original three.
Oh,
we all went to high school together here.
Yeah.
Adam and Johnny. I met Johnny, the drummer, him, and I was playing rugby, and it was my great mate. So I should meet my mate, beatboxers. We're at 14. So I went and met his mate, and it was Johnny. And then I was like, bro, come play the drums. And then that was 21 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you're playing in Eric's this Saturday. How are we feeling for that? Are we feeling the return to form?
We are ready to go, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited to go put another show in there. I like the venue. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice vibe. But yeah, coming back home is always always good. So a bit of sell out. So come on, we've got a few more tickets to sell. Get your wasted going.
For sure.
It's almost there. It's almost there.
For sure. We're running a giveaway this morning. It's been very fun.
Wicked.
I'm going to be talking about the new music you'll put out. You'll put out the single Caviar Candles earlier in May. What do you think Caviar Candles would smell like?
I don't think it would smell good, eh? Yeah, it's quite a strange. I was like, for some reason that name just standing out for me. But yeah, it would be a rank candle.
It would be
a stanker.
Are you a fan of caviar at all?
I've never even had it, man. I grew up in Mosgiel.
True.
Caviar out there, mate.
You mentioned this earlier when we were talking before the interview, but you've got some more music coming out soon,
yep.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Can you speak a little bit more on that?
Yeah, so we've got, currently got some singles sitting with, the guy who does our mixing, Matt Sadgrove, he's out of Sun Design. He's done pretty much majority of my mixing over the past 5 years. So we've got, like, as I say, as I was saying to you before, off air, that we've got a couple albums already sitting there, which will always get dropped, probably cut down to one album. But plan is single to the rest of the end of the year, just a consistent, probably another 3 singles this side of the year, and then coming to the start of next year, we'll drop the full project and vinyls and stuff like that again.
Sick.
Because, yeah, vinyls, yeah, loving making, putting stuff on vinyl now. It's just, you know, the whole creating the art and all that stuff is just awesome.
Physical media.
Exactly.
Physical media is great. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, totally. What's the vibe for this new music? What are we thinking?
Well, we kind of got, like, it's, as I say, got so much music there, and we kind of crossed so much from and stuff, so it's like, I almost find it, this one's not like really set on a direction of any, you know, whereas the last tour I had album names and everything and I had it all planned out, whereas this one is just, I'm going to go through this big collection of music and I'm just going to try and make an album, like, you know, not feel too like the jumpy. But as you say, we went back to our roots with Caviar Candles. It's kind of, it's like, you know, the first album Warped, which is, you can tell the difference in production and whatnot, but we went back to that reggae roots feel, but it's, you can hear all the things we've learned over the past decade, you know, like in the sound and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, summer vibes, bro, summer vibes for sure.
Mean. I'm excited for it. Speaking of summer vibes, you recently released some skateboard merch for Caviar Candles. You've got a skateboard deck. This is the last question I have for you. Would you consider doing a surfboard merch piece? I feel like that would resonate very well with your core audience.
We could do. We've had a few boards get made, just from buddies get boards made, and then they got us to send them the decon logos and stuff, and they got it put under the glass and stuff like that. So technically they are out there, but they're just not for sale. But
yeah,
answer your question, yes.
They're like one of two, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's very three. Limited. I think there's three.
Yeah, true. That's sick. I reckon a surfboard would be an excellent idea.
Yeah, as long as the guy rips.
I'm sure they will. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Jake. It was lovely chatting with you.
Cheers, Bubba.
Cheers, man. That was Jake Barton from Summer Thieves chatting about the upcoming tour and upcoming music as well. It's 10:10 here on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. If you'd like to enter the draw to win a double pass for Summer Thieves show this Saturday at Eric's, all you got to do is text into 0212 Radio 1. Let me know what you think a summer thief would steal. Here's Summer Thieves with Caviar Candles. Take care.
Just one of those days I'm feeling lazy, hazy, and soaked up like a sponge. I figured just maybe I should get out of this place and go out and have some fun.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.